It's not often you'll hear this from a high school senior these days, let alone a football player in small-town Iowa.
I always have to listen to an album of Elton John. So I have my 15 songs or so, and I go through that, and that kind of gets me ready.
But music has a way of making connections like few other things in life. And for the somewhat superstitious star playmaker for the Pella football team, Sir Elton John has become the soundtrack to some sensational moments so far this season. After a breakout basketball campaign as a junior, fueled in part due to the music icon, the pregame ritual, and dynamic ability has translated to the gridiron for Pella senior Logan Shetterly.
I did add about 15 pounds, now it's about 10. So that's definitely helped physicality-wise. And then just my speed workouts have been really intense. And I knew kind of coming into this season I was going to have to take that next step just because last year we had so many different guys that were able to really help us win football games.
He says Elton crept into the warm-up playlist after one of many big games he delivered on the hardwood last winter and has stuck since then.
Trayton Sturgeon at the 10-foot volleyball line gets it to Shetterly. He'll control with 8, looking for a screen from Hunt. Gets the screen, deep three, Shetterly knocks it down! 19 in the quarter for Shetterly, and Pella has a 41-34 lead.
So in the spirit of Sir Elton, we decided to have Logan give us insight into the lyrics of his greatest hits in 2019, so far, and break down some of his biggest plays in Pella's effort to get back to the Unidome in Cedar Falls.
Pella is 2 of 4 on third downs. Mace to throw, zone coverage, has some pressure, flush from the pocket, rolls out right side, throws across the middle of the field, Shetterly wide open at the 50, cuts near sideline at the 45, makes a defender miss, he's at the 30, reverses field again, and he breaks loose at the 20, one man to beat at the 10, he stays on his feet, and that's an incredible play, and a 6 for the Dutch, touchdown Pella. How many more highlights can we have tonight? Logan Shetterly, an incredible scramble in the open field.
The Dutch passing game really didn't gain traction until week 2 when Pella made the long trip to Mount Pleasant. Bouncing off of tacklers and showing what an offseason's hard work could do, Shetterly sent notice to defenses that he would be one tough individual to bring down after that long touchdown.
That route we haven't looked at all really this year until that game. And I kind of felt the zone where the linebackers were, and I figured I could get behind them, and I think, you know, I kind of felt the safeties go deep, so I figured right across the middle would be a good open spot. And, you know, Ryan made a hell of a throw. I guess the running up the sideline was just kind of just out of instinct. And I was tired, you know, because it was long run to the side and back. So, yeah, we just, you know, I was lucky to make that play, and it felt good.
And while he's doing a lot of the work, he's also quick to credit the help he's receiving from fellow wideouts downfield.
And I would even almost say them blocking down the field is almost as big as the run that I had, you know. Those guys just even getting a little hand on them or turning the defensive back makes all the difference in the world, especially on such a long play. And I think it's gonna be a
long, long time to touchdown. 4-man rush. Looks to throw, bullet over the middle, caught by Shetterly, makes a tackler miss, he's down the sideline at the 40, to the 30, one man to beat at the 20, he'll make the defender miss, and he's in! Another highlight play for Logan Shetterly, 6 for the Dutch, touchdown Pella!
61 yards.
Another big night this season for Logan came when Pella was without fellow breakaway playmaker Aaron Downs, who is out with injury, when the team traveled to Carlisle. And while the Dutch couldn't find the win, they did have more big-time plays from Shetterly that kept them in the game. This time against a soft zone coverage.
It's just feeling the D-back, really. And I think Coach Forsyth has helped me with that a lot, especially last year. I'd kind of just run the route and then see what would happen. This year, it's kind of more reading what the D-back is going to do. And obviously scouting is huge, too, and knowing their tendencies is just as big. So just knowing what they're going to want to do has helped me.
When he isn't making defenders miss in open space, Shetterly has become a tough ask to cover one-on-one in tighter quarters, as seen last week with a critical score that broke the game open early against Oskaloosa.
Looking, fires for the end zone, has a man, and that pass is caught! 6 for the Dutch, touchdown Pella, Logan Shetterly, what a play in the end zone!
I think they could have called defensive pass interference on the play, he got bumped, just before the ball got there, but he made the catch anyway. A nice throw and an even better catch by Shetterly.
Earlier in the game, we actually saw that route kind of open up, so we decided to come back to it. And like you said, Ryan just made a heck of a throw. And I guess at first I kind of wasn't expecting it because it was a little underthrown. So I just decided to try and cut off the D-back, and I lost sight of the ball, actually, for a little bit, and then I somehow got around him and dove for it and caught it.
Shetterly says the connection he is forming with quarterback Ryan Mace is making a key difference for the team.
I can't say enough good things about Ryan, honestly, and I think it just starts, like, in the locker room, just the impact he has. He's not the most outgoing guy, but he's just well-liked. And then on the football field, I mean, he's got all the talent in the world. His arm is one that I haven't seen before.
Logan has also been creating problems for opposing wide receivers as a cornerback, one who takes big risks to find reward. As after getting burned early in the Mount Pleasant game, Shetterly came up with a huge turnover later.
Bender to pass, under pressure, throws, and that is picked off in stride. Logan Shetterly down at the 13-yard line. He was the wide receiver on the play, and he looked the part.
Yeah, that was a very, very nice defensive play by Shetterly. He's been blanketed on that kid all night long, except on the inside slants.
You have to be careful with certain spots to choose, and not get over-aggressive, but still be aggressive. You know, like you said, I had a couple where at Mount Pleasant where I jumped the route and that just didn't go my way. So, you know, you gotta live by it and die by it too, you know. But I think us being aggressive in the secondary, it has proved us pretty well. Not just this year or last year, but in the years past, we've been aggressive in man, and that's helped us a lot, I think.
And this week's opponent, Newton, saw firsthand what Shetterly can do last season.
And the throw is tipped. It's picked off! Logan Shetterly, the one-handed pick, and he takes it in. Touchdown, Pella!
So as the playoffs loom for Pella, they hope Shetterly hasn't written his last hit song on the field just yet. And they are hopeful more game-changing plays will give them the chance to get back to their home away from home in Cedar Falls.
Yeah! There's that big stick-em hit. And that's in the open field. Logan Shetterly stops him on third down.
For KNIA Cable S Football Friday Nights, I'm Andrew Schneider.